This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. Your grain futures from the Chicago Board of Trade are July corn is 65.94 up 94. September corn at 58.3 up a half, or 58.3 and a half up 62. December corn is 5.50 and 3/4 up 46. July soybeans are 15.40 and a quarter up 286. August soybeans are 14.50 and 3/4 up 150. November soybeans are 13.270 up 80. Your July wheat is 6.96 and 3/4. Your September wheat is 7.05. Your December wheat is 7.19 and a half.
Time now for the cash grain report.
This is Tuesday afternoon's grain report. Illinois country grain prices were higher late Tuesday afternoon. Yesterday's crop progress report showed slow planting progress in some major states, combining with the five-day weather forecast that is expecting another inch or more of rain in key producing states, combining to push grain prices higher. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 9 to 14 cents higher at 687 to 707. Soybeans were mostly 22 to 30 cents stronger at 1526 to 1545. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 8 to 11 cents stronger at 682 to 699. Soybeans are up 18 to 29 cents, ranging 1551 to 1570. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn 9 to 12 cents higher at 685 to 708. Soybeans are 24 to 30 cents higher at 1554 to 1589. Wheat was mostly 5 to 8 cents higher at 675 to $7. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were up 24 to 34 cents at 1575 to $16. The basis levels were mixed at 35 to 60 cents over the July. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $15.10 per ton higher at $495.40 to $505.40, with the basis levels unchanged at $32 to $45 over July. Illinois corn processor put their cash bids 9.5 cents higher at $6.99.5 to $7.09.5, with the basis levels unchanged at $40 to $50 over July. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 9.5 cents higher at 704.5 to 716.5, with the basis levels unchanged at 45 to 57 over the July. Soybean bids were up 31 to 33 cents at 1563 to 1572, with the basis levels 2 to 4 cents higher at 23 to 31 over July. Wheat prices were up 4 to 5 cents at 692 to 699, with the basis levels down 2 to 3 cents at 4 under to 2 over July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market mostly 9 cents higher at 704 to 722. These elevators raised their soybean bids 29 cents, with bids at 1569 to 1578. Soft wheat was mostly 7 cents stronger at 715 to 716. Milo was up 9 cents at 678 to 679.
And now your livestock futures from the Chicago Board of Trade. June live cattle were 120.32 up $1.12. August live cattle were 119.70 up $1.27. October live cattle were 123.00 up $1.12. Lean hogs for June were 127 up $1.07. July lean hogs were 99.15 up $1.25. August lean hogs were 96.60 up 65 cents. And now for your cash livestock reports.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $2.45 higher in a range of 92 to 104, with the weighted average carcass price of 96.29. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds are 45 to 50. The 4 to 5 weights, 47 to 53. The 5 to 550 weights, 51 to 54. And 550 and up, 52 to 56. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded a dollar higher with moderate demand and offerings, ranging in price from 66 to 69. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 9,866 head. And in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 124 and on a dress basis traded at 193.50. And the heifers on a live basis traded at 124.50 to 127. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 388 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded at $99.30, and that was $1.38 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $202.99, and that was 19 cents lower, with select carcasses at $184.16, and that was 72 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 125,000, which compared to 124,000 last week and 127,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 402,000, which compared to 407,000 last week and 393,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. It's 19 minutes after 6. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years, so no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, a slight chance of showers, high temperatures in the mid-90s with southwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers, low temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, Thursday, partly cloudy and cooler, high temperatures in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy with a day-to-day chance of showers, low temperatures in the upper 60s, highs in the mid-80s. Right now at the Weather Center, light south winds, the barometric pressure is steady. We have mostly clear skies, 71 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Hit the off-road with a whole new species of John Deere Gator at Sloan. Introducing the all-new, all-powerful John Deere RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, a fully independent multi-link suspension, and a top speed of 53 miles per hour. It's deer season. Visit any of Sloan's 17 Illinois and Wisconsin locations, online at sloans.com, or like us on Facebook. Powered up with
Sloan's. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. And we'll rejoin WSMI's Angela Besh next.
Hi, Justin Peoples here with Wright Automotive. Are you suffering from a poor credit history? We can help rebuild your score. The Credit Forgiveness Program was specifically designed to help consumers who suffer from bankruptcy, divorce, or repossession. Come see how Wright Automotive can help you.
Don't buy a vehicle till you have the right price. The right price.
Wright Automotive's state-of-the-art collision repair facility is now open. Free estimates, free towing, insurance certified, and little to no wait time. Contact Bill to set up your appointment. Wright Automotive in Hillsboro.
Asgrow soybeans have hung in there strong year after year. Whether you are switching corn acres to soybeans or just haven't ordered your soybean seed yet, consider Asgrow on your farm this season.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 4232.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
Local Southern Illinois farmers plant Asgrow soybeans.
Contact your local Asgrow dealer today.
In the news today, we have the weekly crop report from the USDA with Mark Schleusener.
This is Mark Schleusener, state statistician for Illinois with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. I am reporting on crop progress and conditions for the week ending Sunday, June 9th. Many producers were able to complete some field work in the second half of the week. Activities included replanting corn and soybeans, side dressing nitrogen, spraying, and haying. Overall, there were 3.4 days suitable for field work. Topsoil moisture is now rated 64% adequate and 36% surplus. Subsoil moisture is 1% short, 71% adequate, and 28% surplus. Corn planting reached 96% complete, and corn emerged is now 89%. The average height of corn plants around the state is 10 inches, compared to 28 inches 1 year ago and 15 inches for the five-year average. The condition of the crop is rated as 13% in the very poor and poor categories, 29% is fair, and 58% is in the good and excellent categories. Soybean planting advanced to 62% complete, compared to 99% 1 year ago and 80% normally. 43% of the crop has emerged compared to 63% normally. Sorghum planting is at 58%, ahead of the five-year average of 46%. 39% of the winter wheat crop is turning yellow compared to 58% normally, and the condition of the wheat crop was rated as 4% poor, 28% fair, 57% good, and 11% excellent. The first cutting of alfalfa hay is now 49% complete compared to 68% normally, and other hay harvest is 44% complete compared to 58% normally. This has been Mark Schleusener with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
We talked with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade and what traders are thinking about the market right now.
They're still in the mindset of rain makes grain, and so we start watching for signs of them just saying, okay, the planting thing is behind us. These rains are actually going to be good for production. We're getting some warmer temperatures, and we may even get trend yields yet, and that's exactly the type of talk that I'm starting to hear in the trade right now, and that's why we're seeing some pressure or at least the difficulty in new crop contracts trying to hold any type of gains. The strength is in the old crop right now, being led by strong demand for soy meal and tight cash corn and soybean supplies. That's supporting us. Can we sustain this rally in the new crop? Probably only if the trade sees hard evidence that we're reducing the size of this year's crop significantly. I think this year's crops have some serious problems. I think we're going to have trouble getting the size of crops we need in order to meet demand, but I don't think the trade will recognize that until we get maybe as long as August. We'll see how the season plays out, but they're going to have hard evidence of significant cuts, and so therefore I think the markets are vulnerable between now and that time, whenever that may be.
Suderman also discussed the possibilities of trend yields and how the USDA acreage report will affect markets.
It will recover. The question is how much, where's the yield potential? We talk about a crop reaching its potential, but that potential is different every year. If you plant early with ideal conditions, then you have a much higher potential. If you plant late in compacted soils, wet compacted soils, you have a lower potential that you're trying to reach. So the question is, what is that potential? We could still have trend yields, but everything needs to go right for that to happen. This doesn't say necessarily that we're going to have a disaster crop like we've had in some areas the last few years, particularly last year, but it does say that it's a little bit early to be getting optimistic about how high this year's yields might be.
You mentioned earlier old crop inventories. They should be running pretty low, shouldn't they?
Well, the cash market is certainly telling us that. And, you know, that's what the stocks report at the end of September told us. That's what the stocks report at the in early January told us. And all of a sudden in March we got a stocks report that said otherwise. Well, when you're talking about as big a crop as we have, you can get a statistical aberration. So is that a statistical aberration, or are the supplies really there? The cash market would suggest that the supplies are not there. We'll get another look at it on June 28th when USDA also adjusts its acreage for this year's crop. So June 28th is going to be a very critical day. It could be the day that this market makes a significant turn in one direction or the other, either direction, depending on how acreage comes out and how stocks come out.
And that's part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, brought to you by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.